Now, have you ever heard that word used in relation to a cornstalk?
Yeah.
Tassel?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't call it the top. You'd call it the tassel.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Now, this is a fruit, a melon, a orange center, has kind of a greenish-brown skin.
Yeah, musk melon.
Again?
Musk melon. We call it marsh melon. And it's not the same thing as when I grew up.
How about canned something, Jerry?
Cantaloupe. Yeah, we used to go stealing them, actually.
Yeah. How about these things? They look like little umbrellas. They use them, they cut them up and put them on steak sometimes. They look like, they grow on the ground, you know, and they look about like this.
Oh, mushrooms.
Again?
Mushrooms. And toadstools, we call them.
Okay. Those are the poisonous ones, aren't they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear them called mushrooms?
Yeah.
Did you ever call them that when you were younger? Mushrooms or mushy runes?
No, I call them mushrooms. Mushrooms. But I heard the older people, when we were out with them picking them, say different.
Uh-huh.
They couldn't say the word like we could.
Uh-huh.
So it was, I think it was pronunciation.
Okay. This is an orange. The inside of the vegetable is orange, and it's has a green skin. And there are different kinds: zucchini, Hubbard, acorn.
No, I've
not. Sure you do. You know what it is.
Orange inside, green
yeah.
outside. Yeah.
Something. It's like a pumpkin. It's on the order of a pumpkin. It's related to pumpkin in the family. Season.
Squash.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
And this is something that looks like. It's about the size of a but the size of a cabbage or a little larger than a cabbage head or a lettuce head. It has green leaves around the outside and it's white in the center. The boxer gets this kind of an ear.
Cauliflower.
And he couldn't, he had a sore throat,
he couldn't swallow.
And you're simply unable to do something, you say, I'm sorry, but
I just can't do it.
Singing and laughing. She was singing and laughing. Would you ever use a singing and laughing?
No, I wouldn't.
No.
But I've heard it
okay.
used quite a bit.
What would you say?
She was singing and laughing.
And worked all day. You're tired. You say, I worked all day. Might you use another word to make it emphatic?
I worked all day.
Uh-huh.
Using another word to
yeah.
make it emphatic? I worked hard
would
all day.
Would you ever use, I done worked all day?
No.
No.
And I never would use it.
Okay.
Like, a singing and a laughing,
uh-huh.
and I done worked all
uh-huh.
day were stereotypes that when I was a kid we never used.
Oh, good. That's
weren't
important.
Allowed to
that's
use.
That's important.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, these things now. See, this is an old. These are old. See, these are old. A boot. Yeah, a boot. The hoose.
Uh-huh.
The moose and the hoose.
Uh-huh.
Let them out. Yeah.
I
reckon. Yeah. yeah. Sure. West Virginia. That's
yeah. in the army.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I got back and I was in a government class and the instructor stepped up and he said, a boat. And I said, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
He says, right, how'd you know?
If the negative of ought to, the negative of ought to, trying to keep that word in the sentence, he ought.